Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Delivery driver won $50 million in a lawsuit over being seriously burned when a drink spilled in his lap at a California drive-thru.
Mm-hmm.
Los Angeles County jury found that Michael Garcia, who underwent skin grafts and other procedures on his genitals after a venti-sized drink of tea spilled in his groin, he suffered permanent and life-changing disfigurement, according to his attorneys. Garcia's negligence lawsuit, blaming his injuries on the establishment, saying an employee did not wedge the scalding hot tea lid strongly enough for a takeout tray. The jury verdict is a critical step in holding them accountable for the flagrant disregard for customer safety. But apparently this guy was burned pretty bad.
They said he had genital disfigurement, which when I break it down in my head means your penis does not look like a penis.
What happened to your downstairs area? 206-803-ROCK.
I know. Hello, Melissa. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
First time caller, long time listener. And I just want to say thank you to all you guys for all that you do for me every single day.
Well, thank you for calling in on this topic.
Yeah, I'm kind of interested.
You're the mutilated genitalia.
Second caller today. It's been like, all right, this is me.
It's how we get them out of the woodwork, Ted.
Yeah.
We had a big meeting with corporate. We said, I'm telling you, mutilated genitalia. It's the way to reach everybody.
I mean, I don't know if mutilated is quite the situation, but...
Injured.
So I've had a kidney stone problem a couple times, and I had to have kidney stone surgery twice. And the second time, I had the same urologist, but you usually like to keep your same doctor, correct?
Sure.
And anyway, he was going on vacation, so there was a very limited time. And that time that happened to be surgery time, I was also having my lady situation, right?
Cool. Okay. Great.
Yes. So, which they have this surgery. So.
Often called the urethra.
Yes, for sure.
There we go.
There you go. Their anatomy. Anyway, so surgery happens, great, go home, do all the things you're supposed to do. You have a stent that goes from your tip of your urethra to your through your ureter to your kidneys, correct?
Okay.
So it keeps the pathway open so all the little chunks come out.
But I love the word chunks when picturing a vagina, but also how long are those stents? Like what is the distance from like your urethra to your kidneys? Is it like 6 inches, a foot? I don't know.
I mean, we'll get to that part, but it's a good, I guess a good size, maybe not quite a foot,
okay,
but it's long enough.
Now, is this kind of like, is this like an NG tube, essentially, the stent?
It's just like a plastic tube. Yes,
yeah, yes, okay.
That kind of goes up there, but it has like a suture that hangs out to like that they have to pull it out, correct?
Okay. All right.
Anyway, needless to say, I pulled the wrong one when I was having to change my lady thing.
Oh, so you pulled the damn thing out. You pulled the stent out.
I dislodged the stent.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
That was the whole reason for the procedure. You can't push that back in.
Well, they have to get the big chunks out when they take them out. But there's also, they blast your kidneys and then the little parts come out. But, yes. So, but you don't know that it triggers you to start peeing and you can't stop peeing. Because it's like halfway in, halfway out. I didn't know this either. So I'm literally sitting there on my couch with a towel as I can't stop peeing because it won't stop.
But like, how long did you pee for? I mean, at some point, you just have to run out of urine, right?
Well, I went and sat in the toilet for a little bit. And finally, I'm like, this is not stopping. So then you have to call the doctor on call.
How long were you peeing before you called the doctor?
I would say it was probably a good 20 minutes, half
hour. Jeez! Do you think this flushed out some of those kidney stones that they broke up?
I mean, they're probably coming out for sure.
Yeah, I would have to think.
I mean, when they do the lithotripsy, when they blast your kidneys, that like makes everything, you know, smaller.
Okay. What is it about your diet that is this hereditary, or is this something that you kind of manifested based on your diet or whatever?
That is such a loaded question because nobody knows. I mean, I went through a diet Coke where I was drinking a 6-pack a day through my like younger years, which it could be like extreme dehydration, but it also could be, they say like if you eat too many leafy greens, that it can cause it too. So there's no like.
Okay.
Then this is not a problem.
So in other words, you could be healthy or you could be unhealthy. The outcome could be the same.
Right.
I have some now too. It's just, I grow them. That's just how it is. I make too much calcium. So
okay.
Cheers to me. I'm great.
I have a buddy that was a college swimmer, right? He got him in college.
Really?
Yeah.
Right.
Chlorine maybe?
Something. He couldn't have been more fit.
And right, that's the thing. Yeah. It seems like a kidney stone's like, oh, you can be healthy. You're just going to go ahead and have stones.
God, that sucks.
So you pee for 30 minutes. You call the doctor.
I call the doctor, and then he's the whatever doctor's on call, not my urologist. And he's like, okay, so you're going to have to pull the stent out. I'm like, okay. Mm. He's like, you need to get either on the floor or in the bathtub. So if you do pass out, you don't fall down.
Jeez. Okay.
At that point, I start to cry because I'm like, I don't know.
Are you crying and peeing at the same time at this point?
I mean, yeah, I don't have any liquid.
That is hot.
Were you by yourself through all this?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So no one could help you.
No, I mean, that's not something you really want help with.
Well,
really.
Sometimes.
Can you imagine getting that call?
What I'm saying is.
Hey, neighbor, you have a cup of sugar? Hey, and if you got like 2 minutes, can you help me remove a stent from my vagina?
It's like someone giving you a shot or ripping a Band-Aid. It's easier for someone else to do that when you're not, than you doing the actual action, you know?
You know, you're absolutely right, but then we completely understand you, Melissa. Like, yes, it'd be easier for someone else to do it, but who do you call for such a thing? So how long did it take you to do you just rip it out? Do you do it slow? What?
I mean, I've had it done before by the nurse, and I mean, it's not great, but yes, I just like got in the bathtub and pulled it out, and it's fine. It's not great, but obviously I'm still here to talk about it.
Okay. All right. Now is everything okay there now? Are you doing okay?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, there's other situations, but you know, not down there. But,
yeah. Oh, okay. Oh, right. Like, how many problems can one vagina have? Needs its own reality show.
No. Miles, I would be in your golf tournament, but I have a torn rotator cuff and I can't play.
What? So, how did you do that?
Very sad. Working.
Removing a stent.
What do you do? Move large packages? What's your job?
I'm in the dental field.
What do you shoot?
What do I shoot?
Yeah.
Very poor. I'm consistently inconsistent.
All right. Well, you said that very confidently. Like, if shoulder was messed up, I'd be playing.
Look, you got to remember.
I didn't say I play well. I said I play.
She would be present.
Right. All right. Yeah. All you got to do is make one putt for your team. All you got to do is hit one good shot. You're going to take the best
there
shot that your teammates play. So,
By the way, just real quick, in my limited experience with the dental world, in other words, when I go to the dentist, I'm just trying to figure out what you did to tear your rotator cuff working in the dental field.
Very high placed items.
Ah, okay.
All the time.
So you weren't messing with someone's mouth.
All right, I have a random question for you. When people are getting, say, a root canal,
like,
if they keep asking for gas, the doctor's like, your nerve is gone. Like, does he tell the staff? Like, do you guys know that or somebody kept asking for gas?
We're usually there, so people are asking for it. I mean, there's a point where you can't get it any higher either.
No, I just, I felt like a complete junkie when he said the nerve is gone. There should be no pain. Because I was like, it hurts. Well, I need more gas.
I mean, I get that. But you know what? You're there to be relaxed to a certain degree. So I'd give you as much as you wanted.
Have you, you ever helped the, have you helped the gas yourself in a disport pick-me-up?
I've done it to have impressions done on myself because I gag really bad because it stops gagging. But I never liked it because it felt like my brain was getting sucked out of my head.
Okay.
Yeah, well, Miles and I were at the Gorge. We just, our teeth hurt, so we did some.
Yeah.
Out of a balloon.
That's all you need.
Oh, yeah, my teeth hurt.
Wow, that call went 8 directions I did not expect.
Jesus. What happened to your downstairs area? 206-803 Ron.
You all asked.
We did ask. I just, you know, I don't know what I was picturing.
Fair point, Mike.
What great stories did you expect to come down the chute today?
I didn't even tell you the story wasn't great. I'm just saying that's one of those movies where the plot twist is not what I thought it was going to be.
I accidentally stubbed my manhood upon the corner of the table.
Yeah.
Watson.
Hello, Tim. Welcome to the men's room. Hola.
Hola.
Yeah.
Okay, so I was a server at a very, very large restaurant in downtown Seattle.
Okay. Hello, Tim? We lost you. Yeah, we got you now.
Help, you got me now? Okay, I'll hold still. I'm walking around Volunteer Park, probably hit a dead spot. Yeah, so anyways, a button popped off my trousers. They were tight trousers, and the zipper wouldn't hold them up. So I got some safety pins from a coworker, put safety pins in it, did the trick. Continued my shift. I walked up to a table, and this woman looks at me, and she says, "Are you okay?" And I'm like, "What?" And I look down, and there is a blood circle like the size of a dinner plate in my apron.
Oh, God, dude. Did you?
My pants, oh, no. Soaked through my apron. And so I was like, oh, crap, run to the bathroom and undo my pants and look. And I kind of cradled my penis in my hand. And I had a little, like, quarter inch, maybe a bigger slit. Mm-hmm. Top of your penis. And you know, like in horror movies, when people get their neck slashed and their heart beats and it scratches every time the heart beats?
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of like a smaller version of that. So I'm looking down on my penis, and every heartbeat, about an inch high spurt of blood shoots up.
So I might go back to Melissa with her vaginal stent.
You took the needle and put it right through your guy and didn't know?
The safety pin had come undone, and I didn't realize that the safety pin had tore that vein open.
You don't recall feeling any pain?
No. It's that vein's right at the very top that just has that thin layer of skin over it, you know, that all guys have. Yeah, I did not feel it happen.
What did she order?
What's that?
What did she order after this? I gotta ask.
I have no idea.
Okay,
I went and got the general manager, went into the office, and I had to show him what was going on. And it's blood. Now I have blood all over my hand. It's all the way down my inside of my pants. I just kept spurting up. So he went and got one of my coworkers who was just about to become RN, and he came in and took a look at it. And he's like, "There's nothing they're going to be able to do at the hospital. We just got to get this to stop bleeding. Like, they can't stitch this." So it was quite a mess.
So
I went out the back door and blood. I had blood in my shoes.
What do you do? I mean, do you just put a Band-Aid on it? Do you finish your shift?
We put ice on it to for shrinkage.
Yeah.
But, you know, then you can't. It's kind of a hard area to person. Yeah. I mean, it's squishy.
Right.
So we're trying, you know, so I've got my manager, I've got one of my good friends, my penis is hanging out, blood's pouring out of it. My boss had to throw away the chair I was sitting in. Anyways, but I did not go to the hospital. I got it to stop, and I went home and just held very still.
So how long did it take to stop bleeding?
A good 5 minutes.
So you did not finish your shift. You did not go back to the station.
No, God, no. I was covered in blood. I mean, okay. I literally had blood in my shoes by the time I was
was like, we got to stop bleeding.
Was it at least like was it a steakhouse? Is there a reason there could be blood on you?
No, actually, it was the old Cheesecake Factory.
Yeah.
Not a good look at the Cheesecake Factory, bro.
I don't know why that's even,
the Cheesecake Factory.
And I love the Cheesecake Factory.
I was watching Southwestern Egg Rolls, the brothers bleeding out of his
Okay. On a totally different note here, okay? You worked at the Cheesecake Factory. There are 1,000 things that you can order on that menu. What is the best thing on the menu? Tim?
And he's gone.
God, see, that's they're not allowed to tell. Even after they leave the factory,
but there's still one down in like White Center, isn't there? It's got to be
one White Center, I believe, and there's definitely one near Alderwood.
There's one probably at South Center.
South Center. Okay.
Is there not one downtown anymore?
No,
no, they just closed maybe a month ago, 6 weeks ago.
Damn it! I like that.
I know it was great for the Paramount.
Just,
anytime you have a show,
Comic Con with the kid,
the convention center down there.
Oh, dude, yeah,
anything,
and it was closed. And the best thing to order on the menu, by the way, is the peanut butter and Oreo cheesecake. I know you mean the entrees.
Yes.
I recommend the butter chicken.
That's damn fine.
Very good.
Butter chicken?
Yeah, the butter chicken. Indian-style butter chicken. And the reason I got it is because I got tired of flipping through the menu. You know, because on every page, 6 things look good, and then 6 more. By the time you're done reading this Bible-sized menu, I'm like, you know, man, just give me the butter chicken.
I got their fried chicken sliders.
How were they?
Oh, God.
They're edamame's bomb.
Right, you kind of haven't gone wrong.
You can't mess up at a mile.
Well, you know what? They do it right, Miles.
Yes. I'm some places do it better than others.
Yeah. Oh,
you don't steam that stuff at home?
No.
Oh, God.
I don't make home edamame.
Really?
No.
My wife does.
Yeah. Well, she's awesome. I'm not.
No, because I don't like edamame. Like, when she's making it.
You don't.
No.
I'm with Mike. I like it, but I never thought to make it at
home. Just steam it.
Yeah.
Put sea salt on it.
Your brown bread's great.
Oh, it's so good.
Their bread, man, my kids lost their mind about the brown bread at Cheesecake Factory because it's the first time they, like, saw brown bread. So they're kind of staring at it. And like, what is this? I'm like, it's bread. They're like, but it's brown. I'm like, right, it's brown bread. I can't break this down.
Put some of that butter on it.
That was the key. They tried it. And
sweet
then,
butter.
Well, then you're looking at the bread basket, all right? There's maybe 3 or 4 different types of bread. Both kids basically pilfered all of the brown bread out of there. So the only thing left was, like, the regular stuff.
That's the only thing they sell in the grocery stores.
What, Cheesecake Factory or their
name? That brown bread.
Oh, really?
They don't sell the other ones.
Huh.
Yeah, well, usually, like, you know, most grocery stores, you walk in or wherever, and there's, like, the fancy breads.
Yeah.
Ours, you walk in, the fancy breads are right there. Look at that section.
Outback has good brown bread.
Do they?
Yes, they do.
God. Been to Cheesecake Factory more recently than I
think. We're just doing commercials now, but
we are.
Hey, Miles, did you see now there's a blooming onion shrimp?
I want Tim to call back and tell us the best thing on the menu at the Cheesecake Factory.
You know that Olive Garden has got a great deal right now. For $12.99, you can get a family style.
Right. Seriously.
Friday only.
You never know what people are looking for when they listen to this show.
Yeah, right.
What I'm thinking right now, let's go to the Cheesecake
Factory. By the way, there's a Cheesecake Factory in the Bellevue Square Mall.
There you go. Mm-hmm. See? What happened to your downstairs area? 206-803 Rock.
I don't know why. No offense, White Center. But I love the idea of one being a White Center.
You White Center.
White Center's an up and coming neighborhood, I'd say. Some mom and pop spots. I feel like Cheesecake Factory shows up. They're like, oh, we're done.
75% of our menu is not available. Hey. Why not? We don't feel like
it. Jesus.
Where do you want to go before the Sticks game? Like, where else would we go? It's the only chain restaurant in this suburb. Oh, is that part of Seattle?
Hello, Logan. Welcome to the men's room.
Friday, bitches.
Oh, no.
I don't know if I can top that last story, but we'll try.
Oh, good.
So, back in the day, I have an older brother, and I was maybe 10, 11. He was maybe 12, 13. And we lived next door to this couple that had an absolutely vicious Doberman named Barkley, who lived next door and was triggered by the sound of anything. Yeah, you know where this is going. And so there was one afternoon, I was like sitting on the porch having a snack, and my brother and his friend started like kicking a soccer ball against the fence where Barkley was. And I'm assuming it was his friend that started to do this. And so all of a sudden we hear like 2 barks, enough to let us get startled. And then this dog, and it was a big Doberman, it crashed through the fence, like broke a hole through the fence.
Oh, yeah.
Ran straight for my brother, latched exactly onto his boys, bit a couple of times. At that point in time, my mom saw it, ran out, And I think she hit it with like a wooden spoon or whatever she was cooking with. And as soon as the dog was off of him, similar to the last story, all of a sudden there was just blood all over his pants. And so they run inside. My mom rushes into the ER. And then long story short, they get back. I think I went to bed. The next morning I see them both and found out he had his sack bitten into and cut open in three different spots, and one of his testes had been punctured.
Oh,
so, yeah. And so he was like 12 or 13. And so at this point in time, you know, he's right in the middle of puberty. There's a lot going on with that stuff at that point. And so I think they stitched his sack shut, and then he had to go back and get his bits looked at for like 6 months, like weekly, just to make sure things were like developing and be okay and not getting full of scar tissue and stuff. But it was the most wild thing I had ever seen something happen to somebody's, you know, manhood.
Yeah. How glad are you that you were not your brother?
I was ecstatic. But at the same time, like, I was just sitting there like eating a snack. And so I'm just watching this. I'm also like traumatized, like, oh my God, what's happening? But I was definitely like, I was in shock at the time because I was so little.
Are you an uncle?
I am an uncle, yeah.
Okay, all right. So all the things...
Due, like, in a week, so...
Yeah, but on my sister's side.
Exactly. Yeah. What happened to your downstairs area, 206-803?
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus D&C supply.
Rock. Coming up, we'll drink a toast of the weekend with a shot of the day. Then it's Bad Choice Friday time.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
It's Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
Hey, man, this is your fault.
And we celebrate the sunshine on a Bad Choice Friday with Glenn Fry.
The heat.
Glenn Fry and the heat is on, taking on Nelly on a Bad Choice Friday.
It's getting hot in here, so, hot. So take off all your clothes.
I am getting so hot, I want to take my clothes off.
Vote now on Bad Choice Friday if you follow us on X and Men's Room Live. One of those two tunes coming up right after we drink and toast in the weekend with the shot of the day.
Miles, was this on Sweat or Suit?
I'm not sure.
Have we put out a double album?
Oh, we did.
Yeah. One half of it was Sweat and the other half was Suit.
Suit. Hmm, see, and check. It's like here and her. Her.
Yeah, one sounds called here, one was called her.
One's hot in her, one is hot in here. Nelly or Glenn Fry, vote now if you follow us on X and Men's Room Live. Our question, what happened to your downstairs area? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Ron. Welcome to the men's room.
Liquor and whores.
Liquor and whores.
Happy Friday.
Yeah, right. Positive Friday.
So I was about 11 years old. Used to love dogs. And the family was camping. And these kids that we made friends with had a beautiful gold German Shepherd.
Good.
That was on a logging chain chained to a tree by their campsite. I went over to say hi to the dog and pet that dog. And that dog knew exactly how far that chain went. And as soon as I got within that chain, he came up and bit down, and I got two canine punctures above the boys, pre-puberty, and two canine punctures down in the under area there. And luckily, he didn't come away with anything. I still have everything God gave me.
Did you
give me more?
Did you go to the hospital?
Yes, my parents took me to the hospital.
Okay.
Had a couple little stitches.
Now, the dog, but, you know, a lot of times, like, if I'm messing around with my dog at home, she grabs the rope, we do the tug of war, but the one thing that all dogs do is start whipping her head back and forth, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did the dog do any of that when it got a hold of your kitten caboodle?
Yes, and there was somebody on the dog pulling him back, straight back, so that when he let go, he didn't, there was no ripping. It really was just the puncture marks.
All right.
Of his canines.
So was that
going through my genes and stuff too? So
was that the end of your friendship with dogs, so to speak, or your trust
pretty
level?
Pretty much not a dog guy anymore, and rarely will pet a dog I have never met.
That's okay. Fair.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Right there with your man.
Everything works.
Well, yeah.
Is there any permanent scarring, or can you not tell?
Well, down below, I can't tell because I've never had anybody look, but did shave.
So, Ron, did the owner of the dog, were they apologetic? I mean, as far as even talking to your parents, do you remember any of that, or were you just traumatized?
Oh, yeah, no. From what my parents told me later on, because it's a story that's told often, that they were really nice people and paid for my emergency room stuff and provided the rabies shot paperwork so I didn't have to get the shot, which I guess are really painful.
Do you remember getting those shots?
No, I didn't have to get them.
Okay. All right.
Right. Okay. That's the one thing. Jesus. My brother, because he was bitten all the time by every dog. You name it, the dog was going to bite him. And this was the 70s, so I don't know what has changed, but he had to get a rabies shot every single time. And the thing back then, it was this big, long-ass steel needle.
Still is.
Not the flexible ones or anything like that, but, you know, they put it on your butt, and for about 4 or 5 days, if I remember this right, he just couldn't sit down. So, like, we sat down to eat dinner. He's standing on the other side of the table eating. Me and my buddies started helping him deliver papers. It's just like the movies. And he's walking up and down, and he just throws them up to the front door for people. But he couldn't make the motion to throw without crippling pain. But we were young enough that it was still funny.
Is this a pheromone thing? I mean, what is...
It has got to be, man. I don't know. Like, there's a scene in the movie The Omen, right? So the parents aren't quite sure if the little kid who has 3 sixes as a birthmark on his head. They're not sure if it's the Antichrist. They go to that petting zoo or whatever, and, like, all the baboons freak out. They don't want to kill this kid. That's the way dogs are with my brother. Not my current dog, which is odd. My current dog will bark at anyone. My brother comes to visit. My dog's cool. Now, most normal dogs, they hate him. And the first dog I got when I did not live with my parents, this massive Belgian shepherd. And I told you, this shepherd, I took the shepherd to the vet after 2 years, because in 2 years, I never heard my dog bark. Even when other dogs are barking. And basically, the vet said, your dog's perfectly healthy. It does not care or does not feel threatened or whatever. It's just a chill dog. And I'm like, cool, right? Greatest dog you could have. So my brother's coming over to help me move. And at this time, it's a Baltimore row home, and they split them all into apartments. But I'm on the top floor. I'm on the fourth floor in the bag. My brother's at the front door, 4 flights down from me. My dog started freaking out before he even rang my doorbell. I'd never heard my dog bark. So the first time I hear my dog bite, she's barking like she wants to kill something, right? Dog's freaking, I can't figure it out. And she's flying around. Then my doorbell rings, right? I look out the window because that's what you do there. And there's my brother standing there. He's like, hey, I'm here to help you move, man. I'm like, I got to put my dog away. I thought you said it was nice. I'm like, she is nice, dude. I don't know what it is with you. So I put her in my bedroom. It's basically like a shotgun apartment. So the bedroom's in the very, very back. It's kind of a long hall. And again, this is a dog I had never heard bark before, but now she is going crazy. So when my brother actually gets upstairs to my apartment, the dog is in my bedroom. The door is closed. There's a gap, maybe half inch from the bottom of the door to the floor. And you can hear her slamming into the door, losing her mind. I keep seeing her shadow going across. And it's my brother.
If I was your brother, I would have left.
Dude, look, we kept asking, like, is the dog fine? I'm like, man, she's not fine. She wants to kill you. I do not know why. And I haven't told him. I've never heard my dog bark before. It's like, no, man, come on. I'm like, Adrian, I swear to God, I have never heard this dog bark. I've certainly never seen a loser.
There's got to be some signs. There's some signs.
All right, so there is. I just Googled it real quick.
It does say there is scents and pheromones.
Right.
So sometimes, especially if your brother got bit when he was younger, then he probably was always scared.
But the thing, it didn't happen until, so we moved to Colorado. When we moved to Colorado, he would have been 12 years old. So maybe when he was 13, he got this newspaper route. And up until then, it wasn't a problem. Not that we were exposed to dogs that much, but we always knew people that had dogs. They seemed fine. Something, maybe it's when he went through puberty. Now that I'm thinking back.
Well, as you say, if he's 13, the newspaper boy and he's throwing papers, I get a dog being like, oh, my God, bite this
guy. But we could help him throw papers in the dog. Like I said, there's one time he'd not just been bit, but within maybe the last 10 days or so, he's still in some pain. So he can't throw the papers. So, again, me and my buddies are helping him throw papers. I believe there's 4 of us total. We go around the corner, we're throwing papers up there, and it's maybe 6 at night, back when evening papers still came out, and there's a couple standing outside. The couple is talking to my parents. They're just yucking it up about whatever. This couple had this big-ass dog. There are 4 of us. We are delivering the papers. This dog walked up to all 4 of us, sniffed 3 of us, sniffed my brother, and it wasn't like a vicious thing. It didn't even bark. It just sniffed him and bit that. It was unbelievable, man. Like I said, didn't bark, didn't seem angry. The dog bit him like it was supposed to do that. Like, yeah, it's Adrian. Yeah, bite this guy. We're like, Jesus Christ, man. There's another shot. Seriously, man.
Has he ever had a dog?
No. I don't think he'd ever get one.
Why? He shouldn't.
No, if he went to the SPCA, you could play Sarah McLachlan. Those dogs would be like, kill the music. We're eating this mofo.
Yeah, like, Tigger got maced by a mailman.
Right,
he got out, and I still to this day he's a Scottish Terrier. I don't think he had to mace him, but from that point on, you couldn't wear navy blue in my house.
Yeah, I can see the Tigger's a little bitter.
It turned him very like he would. I just remember my cousin Tim walking in navy, and I was like, "You should take that jacket off." He was like, "Is it that bad?" And then I remember him lifting up his forearms. It's winter time, so it's a big jacket. And there's Tigger just holding on to the forearm.
What happened to your downstairs area? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Ryan. Welcome to the men's room. Ryan. Man, there's nothing there. Hello, Nick. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
All right, so this happened sophomore year of high school. I was 16. Grew up playing lacrosse. Lacrosse is a sport where a cup is recommended but not mandatory.
I don't know why that is.
Yeah, right?
You're whipping that ball out of the...
It's harder than a baseball.
Yeah.
Yeah, solid rubber. So one day of practice, we're, you know, practicing with the team. And the defender... trying to get the ball out of my stick, throws a like pretty much like a slap check, and to my lower hand, which is near my lower region, and put me down on my knees for a little bit. He got me right where you don't want to be hit. Come to find out later that night after practice, I got hit so hard that the head of the stick broke skin on my dingling.
Jeez, man. My ding-a-ling. Yeah.
So does that mean do you have an open wound?
It was an open wound. It was bleeding.
Okay. And you didn't notice that right away?
Oh, it hurt, but I didn't notice it was bleeding.
All right. Okay. That's fair.
And so, you know, me being 16, and still now, every morning you get a little wood in the morning, and that thing scabbed over, and every single morning... for about a month long, as it healed, it would break.
It'd break open. Oh, yeah.
God, that's awful.
I had the same thing, man, and not from a lacrosse ball. I have not gone commando since this experience, but young 20s, always went commando, freeing thing. Like, I was proud to go commando, but whatever the case. You wake up, I'm running late for work, this is Chi-Chi's, and put on my jeans, zip it up, don't give it a thought. Well, I zip about half of the shaft into the zipper, and you realize it immediately, because by the time the pain hits, you also can't move the zipper any farther, if you know what I mean. Like, there's just enough meat in it that it's not going to close. So you realize what you've done. You do take a quick look, which don't, but then the worst part is you know you have to unzip it. Like, you can't just leave your junk in the zipper.
Right.
The unzip was the worst part. It's almost like the chick who called earlier, I think it was Melissa, talking about pulling the stent out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it'd have been easier for someone else to do this on my behalf, but I wasn't going to ask my roommates, like, Tony, do me a solid, man.
Jesus.
So I took this deep breath. You do the unzip, and it wasn't bleeding profusely, but obviously the skin had
opened,
and I was just so annoyed. So I'm, like, packing it with toilet paper and all this kind of thing. Go to work, keep checking it all day, and for the most part, and it stopped bleeding. I'm like, cool. And then to this guy's point, you don't give it any thought. But you wake up every morning with an erection, and my penis is bleeding again. I'm like, how long, God, is this going to go on? And it's about 4 or 5 days.
That's awful.
Yeah, it's stupid.
What happened to your downstairs area? 206-803-ROCK.
And just a quick side note about the opening of the bleeding again, the blood ends up drawing to your underwear.
Yeah.
It's like when you go to the bathroom later, you're just like, I actually have to tear this off.
Well, remember, years ago, my buddy, he was so strong. And we were kind of messing around, wrestling, whatever. And he picked me up by the back of my shorts and underwear.
All right.
Right? But, I mean, off the ground, right? I can't explain to you how strong Ed was.
You can, just don't.
Yeah. I know. But my underwear snapped. Almost like a woman's, like a lady's bodysuit.
Okay.
So as it snapped... I don't know what it did, but I had two, like, kind of open...
Cuts,
almost like...
Abrasions?
Yeah, almost like road rash on the bottom of the satchel.
Oh, God.
So, same thing. Like, it hurt. The main... But you walked around, it was fine. Showering did not feel awesome. But, right, like, at that time, like, I just started in radio. So, like, a lot of it was just working weekends and overnights where you just sit in the chair.
Just sit there, yeah.
But sitting was awful because it was right there.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I'd rather have a cut than an abrasion in that part.
Yeah.
Hello, Robert. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch, hola.
Hola.
So, I'm going to go a little bit different way. Instead of trauma, it was more shock and awe.
Okay.
So, I met this lovely girl at a bar. She actually had a heavy metal radio show on the local public broadcasting system, and so we talked metal and everything like that. We went to my house, everything cool, you know. did the thing that a consenting adults do. We started kind of, you know, going out and everything. And then there was one night where, I went pretty heavy. You know, I mean, I probably pretty much drank a whole bottle of tequila by myself.
Oh, boy.
You know, she was there. She had some shots of everything. But, okay, boom, do the deed. I pass out. I'm happy as hell. You know, I wake up. I need to use the bathroom. You know, that's just kind of the normal thing after a night out drinking. I get to the bathroom, and it was like something's different. And then I turn and I look in the mirror, and I'm like, something is really different. She had literally shaved my whole body. My goatee was gone. All my chest hair was gone. my junk was looked like you. I was like I was seven again.
Were you? Are you a hairy guy?
My legs were shaved. The whole nine.
Okay. Are you hairy?
My legs are decently hairy. I usually have a goatee. I normally kind of like trim back around.
Yeah, a little manscaped. Yeah. We got to.
No, I'm just talking about your body in general.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely grow hair. That's for sure.
Now, do you think this was your idea, or is because you were drunk? Like you said, to drink a bottle of tequila, you come up with all kinds of outstanding ideas, or do you just think this is something she did when you passed out?
Oh yeah, something that she completely did. I guarantee I did not bring it up.
Did you continue to date this person?
She was so proud of herself in the morning. She goes, I shaved you, and I'm going to continue to shave you.
What?
Yeah.
What did she do? Is she, like, collecting hair? Did I miss this?
I have no idea where the hair went.
Did you continue to date this woman?
Yes.
Of course you did. Okay.
She was fantastic in bed.
Yeah, well, obviously. This is the occasional unexpected and unsolicited body shaving.
What happened to your downstairs area? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Severn. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Oh, yeah.
When I was in my early 20s, I was out dirt bike riding at Tahuya in Belfair. And hit the side of a bridge and went over the front of my bike, but I got hooked up on the handlebars of my midsection, and it was very, you know, I felt a lot of pain. It was scary, but everything was, you know, after the incident, everything was still where it was supposed to be. But later, since I had crashed my bike, I went home, and a friend of mine wanted to go out, so I went to go take a shower, and realized I had bruised the bat in one ball, but I had bruised them. I have never, it was black as night. I have never had a bruise that dark anywhere on myself. And that was a lesson for being reckless, I guess.
Did you go out that night?
You know, I didn't because...
Because your penis is black. Yes, I did.
Well, mine is.
Girl still goes out.
Not as much.
Doesn't stop me, man. The way he described...
Not as much as white people.
The way he described his penis, I just felt like his penis was going to sound like Batman. He's like, it's black. Black as night.
That's all I heard, too, was like Batman, the Dark Knight.
Right, that's what you're having.
He was like, it was dark as night.
Are you ready for this? Saddle up, we're going in. Don't look me in the eye. I'm in so much pain.
Jesus. I could barely walk.
Take better care of me. Turn around.
Turn of 10 versus the FCC. Coming up at 4:35, and we've got your emails on the way next in the men's room at KISW.com.
Justice. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart,
for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBnetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.